Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Governor Deval Patrick's latest nominee to the Supreme Judicial Court faces a confirmation hearing before the governor's council today. Appeals Court Judge Barbara Lank seems assured of winning confirmation, even though she is expected to face some tough questions from counselors, which will likely focus on her marriage to another woman. WBUR's David Boeri reports on the divisions among this council, which was once a rubber stamp for the governor.
Charles Cipollini, the new counselor from Fall River, is a big, shambling man with white hair and an easy laugh. A Republican and social conservative, he says he's here to shake things up, and so far, he has a perfect record. He's opposed every governor's nominee for a judgeship.
Have you voted for any of the judges who've been nominated yet?
No.
Sitting on a governor's council that hasn't rejected a judicial nominee since 1993, Charles Cipollini is Dr. No in a culture of yes. And when it comes to Judge Lank, guess what?
I'm going to vote no on this nominee.
Cipollini has his reasons. He's opposed to gay marriage, and he's convinced the openly gay judge who was married to another woman under Massachusetts law has her mind made up. Here's the inimitable Cipollini.
You're convinced that she has a position here?
Yes, she has a position.
And that's because of her private life, the fact that she's married?
Well, why would she rule? I like spaghetti. And if they change the definition of the spaghetti to give me a bunch of worms on the plate and say, that's spaghetti, I'm not going to accept it.
Cipollini can sometimes seem like the uncle who's not all there. Sometimes he can be outrageous, as when he wonders whether the governor, after having nominated the first black chief justice, the first Asian justice, and now the first openly gay justice, will nominate the first illegal alien as well. But one thing you can't call Charles Cipollini is a rubber stamp.
Counselor Cipollini.
No.
Counselor Jellyby.
Yes.
Counselor Devaney.
No.
And rubber stamp is just what the governor's council has been until now. It's been 18 years since it last rejected someone as judge, a record that even rubber stamps would envy. The improbable Cipollini, a surprise winner in last November's elections, has come here to do the people's business. He has a battle on his hands.
Because there are four dead rubber stampers on this council.
He re-edits his quick tongue.
There are four rubber stampers on this council.
You know, the most important function of the governor's council is checks and balances. If you did not have a governor's council, there'd be no checks and balances.
Says veteran counselor Marilyn Petito Devaney, an independent voice, and like Cipollini, a non-lawyer. She, like he, believes fervently that the council stands as a check against the executive. In that process, a closed-door meeting of lawyers chooses a menu of candidates to serve up to the governor. It's called the Judicial Nominating Commission.
They're not elected. They're not accountable. It really is scary.
Yet the history of the Governor's Council has hardly been a testimonial to its independent oversight. Governor John Volpe called it a hawk shop for selling pardons and jobs. That was in the 60s, when four governor's counselors were indicted and convicted in one fell swoop. And the notorious rascal, Sonny McDonough, held sway over the council for years with the philosophy that, quote, honesty is no substitute for experience. Having once served on the council, Governor Chubb Peabody tried to kill it. And Mike Dukakis vowed to abolish it in his first term. He didn't keep his promise.
Accordingly, my vote is no.
Suddenly, as Cipollini and another new member have joined up with Devaney and another veteran counselor as non-rubber stampers, the votes on the governor's choices have gotten close.
Counselor Jellyby.
Yes.
Counselor Devaney.
Yes.
They've sometimes tied.
Counselor Reinhart.
No.
Counselor Manning.
No.
Requiring that the governor attend, so his lieutenant governor, who normally presides over the meetings, can vote to break the tie when the counselors split 4-4. The meetings have gotten contentious, sometimes just crazy. Never before have so many counselors seemed to demonstrate so much independence or unseemliness. And yet the council has also managed to motivate both the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald to agree on an editorial position to abolish the Governor's Council.
If I may, it's my turn.
At last Wednesday's meeting, a catfight broke out after Devaney accused Councillor Thomas Merrigan, a Patrick ally and reliably safe vote, of trying to rush through one of Patrick's nominees.
And Merrigan has called me crazy, bizarre, suspect.
As nasty as it got, only three councillors were in attendance to witness it. Non-attendance at hearings being a common trait among councillors who generally vote to confirm.
And then the lieutenant governor will say that this is at the 11th hour. Well, guess what? We are the 11th hour.
Frustration certainly explains, in part, why Governor Paul Cellucci once called the governor's council a bunch of idiots. For the time being, and even in losing, the non-rubber stampers, and especially Charles Cipollini, are driving the winners crazy.
Formal assembly is now concluded.
For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.